It is encouraging to know that we are not alone in the efforts to lead the lost to Christ. God will see that every soul who has honest and good seeking hearts will one day come across someone who is prepared to explain the gospel to him or her. If we desire to be used by the Lord in His providence to reach those who are seeking the truth, then we must prepare ourselves to be useful. Let's turn to Luke 8, 5. A sower went out to the soul his out to sow his seed. And as he sowed, some fell by the wayside, and it was trampled down, and the birds of the air devoured it. Some fell on the rock, and as soon as it sprang up, it withered away, because it had lack of moisture. Some fell among thorns, and those sprang up with and sprang up with it and choked it. But others fell on good ground, sprang up and yielded a crop a hundredfold. When he had said these things, he cried, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." If we are going to be truly converted, it will be through the smooth speech or fancy if we are going to be truly converted, it will not be through smooth speech or fancy presentations involving high-tech equipment, but through the life-changing truth of the gospel. We can certainly use modern aids like our Facebook page. True conversion will occur only if we plant the proper seed. Perhaps we do not get the desired results because we don't sow the right seed. But even when we plant the proper seed, we often do not see desired results. Understanding this reason why helps to maintain the right perspective. In this parable, the sower, we see that the same seed, when he sowed, produced different results. One result was no action whatsoever. The two others had only temporary success. Only one of the four resulted in bearing fruit. Where does the blame lie? Upon the seed? No. Upon the sower? No. It is upon the soul. This illustrates where the area of responsibility lies. The sower fulfills his responsibility by sowing the seed. Every time we sow the seed, we are successful. If a person rejects it, we have not failed. They have. We need to learn the joy of sharing the word for its own sake. There is joy in sharing Christ with others. Successful people in different walks of life understand that the key to success is to increase the number of their efforts. If we desire to reap more, we must sow more. Many people fail in the area of evangelism because they sow sparingly and get discouraged by the mere results. If we increase the level of sowing, then the level of reaping will rise. We've got to learn that the more we sow, the more we're going to reap. The more seeds we put out there, the more people we reach, the more we're going to bring to God. The main thing to remember is that sowing the seed is what is our work. The soul, which is the person, has to accept it and take it. Sowing is the work necessary to be to one day being able to reap. Reaping is the actual harvesting of what has been sown. In agriculture, reaping the collection of the fruits which have produced by the sowing. In winning souls, reaping is the harvesting which occurs when souls who have had the word planted in their hearts desire to obey. The point to keep in mind is that evangelism involves both sowing and reaping. And there will be times when what you sow will be reaped by someone else. Let this be to you when it appears that you are not reaping as you would hope. You might actually be making it much easier for some brother or sister in the future. So what we're reaping and what we're sowing now may not reach that person at that time. But somewhere down the line, it may touch them. A flyer or anything that you've given them or invited them to church, they may later on be in a position where they need Christ or they're looking for Christ and they remember the Church of Christ. Those who persist in sowing the seed eventually bear fruit. I think sometimes we get too caught up in working inside these four walls. There's a lot more work outside these four walls that we can do to bring souls to Christ. And I know working the table, teaching, and all that's good, but it is commanded of us to do more, and that is to teach others about Christ. And if it's just giving a card and inviting somebody to service, sitting down and talking with them. I know we have a lot of opportunities right here. The flea market. I mean, I've really have got into the flea market and really love it and really love going every Saturday that I can. And it's something that we can do. Take an hour a month, 2 hours a month, one Saturday a month, and you would be surprised the people you meet and the talks that you have. It's just the learning. I've learned so much more out there as in here because of the people we've talked to and the conversations we have. And that's something too. We got to learn to do it with love and passion. Because a lot of these people have been taught and brought up other ways. I was brought up a Baptist. So, I know. So until Kelly and her dad, talked to me about the Church of Christ. So we've got to do it with love and passion. But what we've got to remember is we've got to bring more souls to Christ, just like Dustin was talking about Sunday, about the numbers dwelling and we having less and less numbers. The non-Christians are outgrowing the Christians, and the only way we're going to change that is through evangelism. So if there's anything we can do for you tonight, please come now as we stand and sing.
Thank you for listening to the Augusta Road Church of Christ. Located in Greenville, South Carolina, the Augusta Road congregation worships God in spirit and in truth in a friendly and loving environment. Connect with us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter by searching for Augusta Road COC. And if you're ever in Greenville, South Carolina, we would love for you to come by for a visit.